This is the Everything EV Podcast by EV Powered.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Everything EV Podcast, a weekly show that brings you the latest news, views and opinions from every corner of the EV industry. I'm your host, Charlie Atkinson, and in these episodes we'll be discussing everything to do with electric travel, so whether it be cars, bikes, boats or even planes, we'll have it covered. We'll also be speaking to people from within the industry to get their views on the EV space, as well as other features such as electric car reviews, electric motorsport coverage, and much, much more along the way. This podcast is available on all streaming platforms, so be sure to subscribe to wherever you get your podcast from to receive every single episode as soon as it's released. And please do go back and check out all our other episodes too. This week's episode is dedicated to Motorcycle Live, the UK's biggest and most interactive motorcycle and scooter show. The nine-day event welcomed over 90,000 people to the NEC in Birmingham, and this year a wide range of electric motorcycles were on display, so I went along to see them and to speak to all the different companies that were promoting electrification. Firstly, I spoke to Neil Allen of BMW about the importance of shows like Motorcycle Live when it comes to spreading the word about electric bikes and to get an overview of BMW's electric range.
Yeah, it's really important to us. As you can see, the stand's really busy. This time of year, obviously, we announce new models for the following year. So this year, we've got about five new models upcoming. And for a lot of people, this might be their only opportunity that they actually come and look at BMWs. You know, they might not make a specific trip to a Motorrad retailer, but here, you know, they can see the full model range and get up close and have a sit on bikes. And, you know, as you can see behind me, we've got a rolling road for new riders to try. Get to grips with the motorcycle, actually, you know, get the feel of throttle and clutch control, and our live arena with the new R1300 GS being demoed. So that kind of interactive element as well is really important. That's something you can't get, obviously, you know, you can do your research online, but actually in person, hearing bikes, seeing them, getting up close and personal to them is all really beneficial. Yeah, so this is the C04 and there is the C02. So the C02, this is coming springtime next year. The C04 has been out for around 2 years now, so BMW Motorrad actually released their first electric scooter back in 2012, the C Evolution. So actually, electric models to them it's no new thing. There's two in the range now, and Motorrad have committed to every 18 to 24 months in the future there will be an electric bike in the urban mobility range, which is kind of their scooter segment. So this is kind of equivalent to a 400cc. Obviously commuting kind of city scooter, and the C02, it's new for next year, but also it's great for us as an opportunity to tap into riders who have got a CBT only. So that's equivalent to kind of 125, it's 15 horsepower. So, you know, it opens it up for us, you know, for a younger, different audience as well. So I think, yeah, at the minute, it's kind of more of a focus on the urban mobility, kind of commuting sector, obviously. You know, the challenges that you're faced with electric bike is obviously, you know, size of battery, range, weight, and it's kind of finding the compromise to all of that. And I've no doubt there's lots of very clever people working on that at the minute. But, you know, the interest in the C04 and especially the C02 have been really strong, which is really positive, especially the feedback here. I think it helps that they look, you know, very unique as well in comparison to other bikes in our range. And I think obviously having electric bikes, you've got a bit more freedom of design as well, because you're not confined by, you know, airbox and exhaust. So actually there's a bit more freedom, a bit more expression in the electric bikes you can see we've got here as well.
I also spoke to Robert Portman, the marketing manager for Zero Motorcycles, an electric motorcycle company born out of California. Robert shared the story behind Zero Motorcycles and detailed its range of fully electric bikes before giving us his views on the future of electrification in the motorcycle sector.
So Zero is, you'll see from today, we're the only premium electric motorcycle brand here this year at this year's show. We've been a premium EV motorcycle brand for the last 17 years, really industry first. When electric came into the motorcycle market, Zero were at the forefront of that, still at the forefront in terms of technology and just, you know, taking the exercise further and to its limits. We now, as you can see from the stand, have a great range available. You know, a couple of years ago, if you came to the show, we would have been a tiny little tent in the back corner with two or three bikes on, and now here we are with a really big stand and a great range of motorcycles. Yeah. So what's nice is we've got, starting from CBT learner legal bikes all the way up to your top top of the range premium adventure sports bike models. So we offer a good entry into the brand with our Learner Legal bikes. For 2024, we've taken it up to another level. Our S model, which is our Learner Legal A1 licensed CBT bike, is just a step above anything else that you'll ever be able to ride on a CBT. It's a great progression through the brand. As you go through from the SR, the S, you get onto the SR, and then our premium naked SRF bike. In terms of technology with the batteries, massive step up in the last couple of years. The last 2-3 years, we've really made a huge leap in terms of range. We're well over 100 mile range now on chargers. We've brought charge times down to, if you equip yourself with a charge tank, to just over an hour to fully charge. The bike that's behind me now, we're sending off next week, Wednesday, 1,300 miles in the UK in just over 2 days. So it's giving us that ammunition to put out to the market, to the industry, to the consumers that, right, that range anxiety, you don't have to worry about it anymore. All those doubts that have been floating around for a very long time in EV motorcycles, because it's still very much new in the market, we're starting to slowly tick those off. And from last year to this year's show, I've seen a massive difference in negativity and positivity. There's a lot more people coming to the stand saying, right, tell me more. And that's because we have a range now. We've got a sports tourer bike, a fully fed sports tourer bike in the SRF. We've got our new DS, which is Learner Legal again, looks like our DSRX, our top of the range premium sports tourer bike, but it can grow with you as a rider. So if you start off as a CBT on that bike and you want to upgrade your level to A2 license, you can do that with a DS, because it's literally software. You plug the bike in, our technical guy presses a couple of keys and he upgrades it. So it's very much, you know, I use phones as a technicality, you know, iPhone 13, iPhone 13 Pro, iPhone 13 Pro Max. And that goes through our range. And as I said, our top of the range DSRX adventure bike it was launched in 2023, and it really has taken the perception of electric motorcycles to a different level. It has to go. It's going electric. Governments have said around the world it's going. That, you know, the inconsistency of the government putting in deadlines and then taking them away hurts EV in general. Taking away government grants hurts us in terms of sales, because all those incentives to go electric that government was saying have now been taken away, so it doesn't give it the backing that it once had. But at a show like this, with our stand size, with our presence, it gives confidence to consumers, to the industry, to the market. And we're no longer the outsiders. Yesterday was the trade day here at Motorcycle Live, and I had a lot more involvement by the press wanting to test our bikes, wanting to be involved a bit more. And being placed right here with Ducati behind us, Yamaha there, we're really a part of it all now. You know, we've created motorcycles that are now like, we've broken the back of, they're electric. Now it's the motorcycles. So I definitely feel more of a, you know, more of a inclusion into the whole motorcycle market. And I think, as I said, definitely the perception's changing.
Another company in attendance was Oset, a world-leading brand of electric motorcycles for children. Oset, which has recently been taken over by Triumph, had a trial area at Motorcycle Live so children above the age of 3 could try an electric bike for the first time. And Oliver Smith, the son of Oset founder Ian Smith, told us all about the inspiration behind the company.
Yeah, well, we started in 2004, first bikes landed in 2006, and essentially started as Dad wanted a bike for me to ride when I was younger, because the petrol equivalents were too big, too noisy. We lived in a city centre in America, in Denver, and we couldn't ride. So Dad, being kind of a fixer of problems, he made a little small one similar to the little bike over there out of parts of a stand-up scooter, and it kind of started from there. So since then, we've been the premier kind of market leader of electric motorcycles for kids. And as I've grown, the bikes have grown with me. So we've ended up with a full-size, kind of adult bike that adults can ride now, and and everything in between. So we were purchased last year in June by Triumph Motorcycles, who are obviously massive, one of the kind of biggest bike manufacturers in the world. And I think since day dot, you know, very humble beginnings, selling very few units, we've sold over 40 to 50,000 bikes worldwide now. So it's quite a big business now, and with with expanding into Triumph and Triumph purchasing us, it's kind of the limit is endless. Yeah, well, we've recently released, just last week, the new TXP range. So that's the first under the Triumph since we've been taken over by Triumph. And the feedback has been all positive. We did a press day last week. All the journalists loved it. They were on the bikes for longer than they probably should have been. They didn't want to get off the bikes. So the kind of feedback and everything has been great, both externally from the public and internally from Triumph and everybody involved in the kind of inner workings of it. Yeah, so initially we've got these new bikes, very new to us. So they've just been released with units landing in mid-December, so only in a couple of weeks, just in time for Christmas. And then we're gonna update the lower down models for the younger kids to run in the TXP range. And then past that, I'm not too sure. We want to expand into bigger bikes, more off-road bikes. But yeah, the future, we're just not too sure. But either which way, it'll be exciting. No, being places like this are really important because otherwise people don't see what the bikes are capable of. Having kind of expert riders on hand to show that the bikes aren't just toys for kids, that they're very capable bikes for everybody. And also just allowing people to come and see the bikes in person, like clamber over them and, you know, really have a feel of how they are in person. Because until you see something in person, you don't really know what it's like. You can have a good idea on Instagram and stuff, but until you see the scale of what these bikes can do, then you don't really get a picture. So it's extremely important to be inside, in front of everybody, showing what the bikes can really do.
And last but not least, I spoke to Seb Inglis-Jones, the co-founder of British electric bike brand Maving. Maving unveiled its brand new bike, the RM1S, on the opening day of Motorcycle Live, and Seb chatted to us about the bike, the company, and what the future has in store for the electric motorcycle market.
First of all, I'm Seb. I'm one of the two co-founders of the business, and we are Britain's first, and now, I'm glad to say, best-selling electric motorcycle manufacturer. So we are based just down the road in Coventry. All the bikes are kind of hand-built, very much kind of British bikes designed and built here. And what we try to do with the company, I guess, is to champion removable battery technology. So the idea being that instead of plugging, getting range anxiety from worrying about where you're going to plug in your vehicle, you just take the battery out and you charge it at a standard socket. So you kind of, you know, whiz around all week. Usually in cities, they're kind of built for urban riding. Get to the end of the week, take your battery out and charge it overnight in your home or in the office or in a cafe or whatever. So it just kind of gets around that challenge of charging infrastructure as a barrier to adoption. So this is the RM1, and this is built, as I said, like basically pretty much singly for urban riding. So top speed 45 miles per hour. It only requires a CBT license. That's very easy to get on it. You know, you can basically go from zero to hero very quickly and get on this bike. Super lightweight, maneuverable, easy to maintain, twist and go throttle, bike style brakes. It's got a battery down here, a battery in here, they run in parallel, or you can just use one and use this for storage. So that's kind of, as it were, like a very good entry-level model for new riders. And as I said, if you're just sticking within the kind of confines of a city where you're never going to go more than 40 miles per hour, great. Yeah. This is our new bike, the RM1S, which we've just launched, and is first deliveries are taking place next year. In the spring, and this is I guess for people who live, they could potentially live on the outskirts of a city, or you know, they need, it's highway capable. So if you've got spells on A roads or motorways, you can do it on this bike. In this design, so top speed 65 miles per hour. In this design, you've got both batteries down here, so every bike comes with 10 litres of lockable storage that's electronically actuated. Also on this bike, you can this cap lifts up and you can charge it directly. So you have the ability to charge it in your flat, or in a garage, or there's an adapter for a level 2 charger. So it's kind of does everything. Otherwise it's kind of using a very similar design philosophy to this. We wanted to keep it as, in terms of looks, as close as we could to the original bike.
It's very classic, very vintage, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. So we focused on kind of 20s and 30s, and then the kind of James Dean cafe racer 60s. And that's really because that's what Britain's really famous for. There's a very rich kind of heritage of motorcycle design in this country. It's one of the things that we're genuinely like revered for worldwide. And these are the kinds of designs that people love.
Yeah.
So that's where we've hung our colours, as it were.
Yeah.
This is a real motorbike show for motorbike, you know, people who are passionate about motorbikes and have been in many cases riding them for 50, 60 years and you know, might have 5 bikes in the garage and they're very passionate about their bikes. And I kind of do get some of their reactions to electric, because actually electric is good at some things, it's not good at other things. At the moment you can't get really, and we don't believe, an electric full power bike that will compete with a touring bike or something like that, you know, that you just don't get the range. But where they do make sense is in the kind of low power commuter category. And I think one of the reasons why we've been received well by most people at the, you know, at the show, and this has been true for, we've now been here 3 years, has been because we're British and because we're not trying to tell all these people that they need to just get rid of their bikes and replace them with electric. But we're suggesting that in addition to a, you know, big touring bike, having a kind of city runabout that is cost 60p to charge, is super easy to maintain and is, you know, your congestion charge, you know, all that kind of stuff makes sense. And I think for that reason we've been really well received. I think if we were saying you get rid of every, you know, we wouldn't be so well, but
there's a place for it, it's not this or exactly.
It's not one or the other, it's a transition. And as I said, I think people love the British styling and they feel maybe a sense of pride that we're one of the only European manufacturers, and as I said, the best selling in this country. That's nice, particularly versus the kind of Chinese import scooters. And I think they're important in terms of representation of electric products. I mean, one of the ways in which we find them important is speaking to customers, just very simply, like consumer research, like learning about what people care about, what they like about the bikes, you know, if people have any suggestions for improvement, you know. So for us, they're big learning exercises, which is incredibly valuable.
Yeah.
You know, like we unveiled this for the first time yesterday, you know, physically.
Yeah.
And so this is the first opportunity we have to hear what people think about the design. And that's you can do as many focus groups or you know, I don't know, see what people say online, but ultimately speaking to tens of thousands of people here is a way better way to do that.
That's all for this episode. Many thanks for listening, and if you liked it, then please do check out all our other episodes and be sure to subscribe to wherever you get your podcast from, so make sure you get every single episode as soon as it's released. For daily news coverage, features and much more, you can also head over to evpowered.co.uk. Thanks once again for listening, and we'll see you on the very next episode of the Everything EV podcast.